have a recommendation for something that I'll just pass on that I'm finding quite cool, but it's a new service called Listen Later. The website is listenlater.net. What it does is it takes any content you want, and you can deliver the content to the service by an email. They set you up with a special email address that you're going to send your content to. And you send it to them. They use AI to turn it into an audio file, and then they will deliver it to your favorite podcast app. And then you have an audio podcast on, I use Downcast, from Listen Later. And it will be the audio version of the content I sent them. So I'll give you an example because it took me a while to get my head around how this works. Let's say there's a link to there's a website online, and it's a newsletter, say, and you want to read it, but not right now. And you'd love to read it if you're riding in the car or exercising or whatever, not sitting at your computer. You take the link, you copy the link into an email, you send it to this address that they will give you, a Listen Later address. And you've also told them what your favorite podcast app is. And they will convert it to an audio file and post it as like a personal podcast for you only under Listen Later in your podcast list. Then I go to that, I hit play, and it plays in a very natural voice. It reads the content of that web page that I had sent the link for. But above that, it also strips away all the garbage, all the headers, all the sidebars, all the what, and it knows how to just focus on the content that you want to hear usually. Say you get an email newsletter. You can forward that email to the same Listen Later email address that they give you, and the same thing will happen. They turn it into a podcast episode and post it in your podcast app under Listen Later. Now, it's not completely free, but it's not very expensive. I converted probably a 15-page academic article. Oh, you can also send them PDF attachments. It converts in minutes, and you can also do it with figures, but or images. There are lots of other options we have for that, but the images have to be like PNG, JPEG, maybe a couple other formats. Okay, so back to the cost. I did the academic article. It was about 15 pages, and it was about $1.50. It's 3 cents per 1,000 characters, or something like that.
You said it does some stuff with pitches, but can it just say describe a table or a
I'm not sure that's my way that I would read a table. I think I would use JAWS where I have more control to go column by column or row by row or whatever, cell by cell. So I wouldn't say it was ideal for that in the couple of examples I've tried, but I haven't tried everything. And you can also set it up to get behind paywalls too.
You reference the pricing. So however many characters, whatever thing you said, is that the only pricing option? And then
Yeah.
secondly, in terms of the material, so you get the audio and it's in your little podcast, whatever thing. So does it stay there until you delete it? What happens to
Yeah,
the
I
material?
think so. So far, not it's just like any podcast episode that would sit in your under, whatever,
Until you, okay.
until you delete it. And the pricing, they give you $2 free to play with it to start with. But then I tried to do my long academic article and it wouldn't do it. And I couldn't figure out why it didn't give me an error or anything. And then I figured, you know what? I bet this is going to cost more than what I have left of my $2. And so I put in $20 into my credit in the website, and then it did it instantly.
Can you pay with PayPal?
Maybe I can't remember. It's definitely credit card. They use a global credit card service called Strike, which I never heard of, but hopefully it's nice and secure. Anyway, I just wanted to pass that on as a potentially helpful tool.